first sergeant with the 127th Signal Company of the Wisconsin Army National Guard, based in Waukesha. Good morning, David.
Hi.
I understand that there are times when you need help with recruitment, since the draft is no longer in force. And I'd like for you to tell us some of the problems that you run into.
Well, I think we're having a problem educating the general public that, first of all, we are in Waukesha, and that we do need people, and that we do have an awful lot to offer.
When we say the National Guard, and we say Army National Guard, are there other National Guard?
There are quite a few other National Guard units. It just happens that this is the only National Guard unit that is based in Waukesha.
What do you use as an enticement, as it were, to our presentation to a young possible recruit to interest him in the National Guard?
We try to explain to people that we're sort of the telephone company on wheels, which means that we have a long-range communication mission, mission capability.
Also, you mentioned, as we were talking earlier, about the protection of our country and how important that is. Just because the draft is no longer in force doesn't mean that we should just let down or leave it to the other guy, does it?
No. As a matter of fact, I have a very strong personal feeling in this area. I happen to believe that man will not continue to get along with man, which means the potential for, as you put it, war still exists, and in the meantime, we must have a strong National Guard for the protection of the country.
You do other things, though, that are helpful to people during a peacetime, don't you? I mean, like putting down riots, or if that's necessary, or more helpful things in time of emergency?
Of course, nobody likes to talk about riots as such, but that is a state active duty mission to put down riots. We readily admit to this type of a mission, but we also like to discuss the other type of support that the National Guard gives, which occurs on a much larger basis, and that would be such things as using the armory for local functions, such things as the ice storm that took place in Wisconsin a couple of months ago, where this unit provided personnel and generators for emergency power.
I know you tried to help us at WAUK, but we didn't quite make it, did we?
No, we're still working on that possibility.
David, the taxpayers must like you pretty well when they feel that you are using the National Guard Armory here for other things than just your long lines communications training. What other things do you do here to help the community?
There's a number of things I'd like to mention. One of the ongoing projects is support of the all-girls championship drill team, the Silhouettes, that are based here in Waukesha. These girls use our armory drill floor two nights each week free of charge except for janitorial cleanup. We furnish a 250-gallon water trailer to the police department for their picnics. We furnish this same water trailer to Boy Scout organizations during jamborees. The armory is also used by the regular services for testing. This saves the taxpayer a lot of money because prior to this time, each of the four branches of service would have to take young, interested men and women down to Milwaukee for the purposes of aptitude testing. And there are other limited uses.
Then how many in the whole state are there, David, of the Army National Guard, or all of them put together?
The Wisconsin Army National Guard has a total assignment right now of over 11,000 people.
Are you responsible to the governor, or are you that close to him?
The governor owns us, yes, ma'am.
When you are seeking recruits, how long would you have to be a National Guardsman? I mean, how long do you have to sign up to be in this unit?
I have to break that down into two categories. For the person, and I'll also say that this means men or women, for the person who has never been in the service at all before, the requirement by federal law is still 6 years. However, for persons who are qualified and have been in the service before, that is any branch of service, can sign up for 1 year.
This is quite a chunk out of a person's life, especially when they're young, and you're asking for 6 years. What other fringe benefits, as they might be called, do you offer?
We are now talking about the potential for education. Some of our electronic positions here call for electronic training by the Army for periods up to 1 year. Many of the men that have been in this unit before have come from regular Army training with the regular Army back to their civilian job and were able to pick up employment with the Wisconsin Power Company or with the telephone company.
This indeed then gives them a great plus to help with their education expenses since they're going to school at the government expense. Is that correct?
This is what we'd like to think. We also offer a number of insurance programs, and of course clothing is provided, and although I'm one of these guys getting a little gray around the ears, it's difficult to talk to a high school student about retirement at age 60, and yet this is a part-time career, part-time employment, the only part-time employment that I know that actually offers retirement down the roadways, which would be age 60.
How long have you been in, David?
I'm turning pretty close to my 24th year.
Very good. Well, where do the men live? Do they live at home if they're going to come here?
With the exception of one weekend each year where we are required to have an overnight bivouac, nobody stays here at night. They come in on Saturday, go home Saturday evening, and come back on Sunday and go home Sunday evening.
Now, some of the fellows that I've known in the past have talked about that weekend a month or whatever and a two-week summer camp. Is this after they've had active duty?
Yes, upon completion of all active Army training, each individual is then required to put in 48 assemblies, which simply put boils down to one weekend a month plus 2 weeks of summer camp.
How do the people react to seeing someone in uniform during peacetime out here drilling as you must do?
Haven't had too much experience recently in reaction, although the pendulum seems to have swung the other way in that reaction is positive now to the military.
What kind of physical exercise do you furnish them in?
We are electronic pushers out here, and our physical program may be sliding a little bit, but we are required to have a physical program.
Getting to the more serious side, perhaps, David, how fast could we mobilize a unit of National Guardsmen to be ready for active duty in case we were faced with a war situation?
Mobilization will vary between the various units depending on priority which is placed by the regular Army. Years ago, mobilization could take as much as a year. In some instances, mobilization today can take only a few days.
Are you pretty self-contained in this unit, the 127th Signal Company? Do you have cooks and supply, or could you describe that for us?
Yes, we are self-contained, but then, of course, so are other units. Each National Guard unit, to include ourselves, we have to have cooks, administrative personnel, supply people, our own mechanics, and in our particular case, our own electronic maintenance repair people.
You teach them to repair, and then you use them, some of them yourself. When you say telephone company on wheels, and you're speaking of microwave, now this indicates to me that you are actually bypassing the telephone company lines if you need to.
Oh yes, our whole communications system is independent of anything that the Wisconsin Telephone Company has. We don't hook into their lines at all.
I see. I think that this pretty well covers the questions that I had. Is there any other things that you might want to say, David, to help with your recruitment program here? I know that you're looking for young recruits or people who have been in the service formerly. You may say whatever you wish in that regard.
Well, the mere fact that I'm being interviewed is a step in the right direction. We need more advertising. We need people to know that we're here and that we do need recruits. I'll certainly point out that there's a place for women in the National Guard. Our doors are always open for minorities. We're ready to talk to anyone. We do think we have something to offer, and we hope we can spread the word around and let the people of Waukesha know that this is their hometown unit, and come on, give us a visit.
And where would they come?
The address is 311 Walton Avenue here in Waukesha.
David Bruchot, I want to thank you very much for being our guest today on Insight. And until next week, this is Earlene Stebbins.
Stay tuned now for 20 minutes of sacred music here on WAUK AM and WMIL FM Waukesha.
April 3rd, 1982, call to Dad in Arizona at the hospital.
Hello.
Hello to you, too.
Who is it?
This is David.
Oh, well, I won't cut you off long as you're so far away.
Yeah.
But they're really They're taking some of the tubes out right now, so we'll have to cut it kind of short.
Oh, jeez, I didn't pick a good time, did I?
Oh, yeah, I got a real nice nurse here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Things are going really pretty good, I guess.
All right.
As far as I can understand.
Well, I, as you may have known or may have told you, I was on a trip way up north.
Yes.
And I called Otto and Grace, I think, Tuesday night. And, of course, at that point, they didn't know too much yet.
No.
And then I think it was either Wednesday or Thursday, I called Jerry, who had received a call from Bernard. And he had said that your voice was pretty dry because of the tubes and everything. So I decided to hold off just a little longer to call.
Yeah, well, that's all right, David.
Yesterday, on my way back down from Sault Ste. Marie, I stopped with and talked with Bernard, and he brought me up to date on the reports from Errol, from the doctors, so
yeah.
I guess I pretty well know where we're at this point.
Oh, yeah. I guess it's just one of these things I'll have to live with.
Yeah.
But
there's one thing I suppose maybe you shouldn't say this on the phone, but at least people can't call you too much of an asshole anymore. Maybe they never did. I hope not.
Well, they better not. Well, yeah. No, I tell you, I'm feeling really pretty good. I'm going to have some, I guess it's a 7-course meal right now.
Oh, a liquid one, huh?
It's a 7-course liquid one. So, and the nurse has been all wonderful here. I think I'd like to stay here for a while.
Well, that's one way to do it.
Yeah. How's your weather out here?
You don't want to know. We are having a full-fledged blizzard right now.
A full-fledged blizzard.
That's right. The wind is blowing 40 to 50 miles an hour. There's got to be anywhere from a half to an inch of snow on the ground, and the temperature's right at freezing, so it's slippery in hell and just nothing but a big mess.
Oh, God. Well, I don't know what it's out here now. It had been a little bit cooler here, although I think yesterday, the day before, some of the visitors had said it got up to 85. But it is not. It looks like a little easy out, isn't it, Nurse?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little easy out. But I can see out of the window here. But I know we're not getting any snow.
No, it's just terrible. 2 days ago, I left Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan.
Yeah.
I left it real early in the morning, and they were having a blizzard up there, and I thought, I don't even know if I want to go on the roads.
Well,
but, you know, you're so far from home, and you want to get back again, so I thought, well, maybe when I get into the woods. And I was right, because you get into the woods, and then that blocks the wind, and it wasn't too bad. Well, listen, I think you should know that Bernard and I are both talking about coming out there again. Nothing's definite yet. We don't know exactly when or for how long, but this time we might do it a little different. Bernard's thinking that maybe he would like to try to come out for 6 or 7 days. And he's talking near the end of April, but nothing's definite.
Uh-huh.
And then I would come out a little bit later, but I'd overlap his time. That way one of us could be around to give you a hand and also visit for a longer period of time. So, like, say that he would come out there a week, maybe say the end of April, the last week of April as a guess, and then about 2 days before he would leave, then I would come out there and maybe stay a week. And I'm telling Jerry that she's got to come along this time, so...
But I'm just because I've had this operation, I don't want you kids feeling as if it has to come down.
Well, you know, one has...
I sure enjoy it.
Yeah, well, that's the reason we're coming, because you enjoy it. Got nothing to do with the operation. So...
You know, I tell you, David, I often wonder if I made a mistake coming out here, seeing that the kids are so far away. But, you know, at one point, you were in New Jersey, Errol was in San Diego, and I was right in between you.
Yeah, right. That's something to think about. Bernard and I talked about that, too, and you'll hear some more about that, because we're wondering if maybe you'd be interested in coming back up here, but...
God, no.
No, that's what I told Bernard. I said, I think there's too much snow.
Oh, I wouldn't know. I tell you what, if I'm gonna be sick or anything, I'd sooner be out here where the sun is. Really. I'm really, David.
Well, that's understandable.
I know, naturally, we miss your kids and all that stuff. There's no question about it, see? But that's a way of life nowadays. I mean, can't always be together.
Well, that's true. That's true.
All right, David. Thanks for calling, and I'm looking forward to this.
Well, yeah.
And I tell you what, I've got I have my freezer pretty well filled with all kinds of baking goods right now, and I'll keep on filling it.
Okay. Well, I told them at work that I might want to come out there, too, so... Again, Bernard and Lynn have to make up their own mind what they're going to do, but he's thinking about it, and he and his family are coming down to visit with us on Sunday, so maybe that's tomorrow now.
Yeah.
So maybe we can come up with something a little more definite, and we'll let you know.
Okay, thanks for calling.
All right, well, listen, take it easy, and don't fall when you go roller skating.
No. The young nurse just took the tube out of my penis. Oh, God.
Well, now while I'm talking to you?
Sure.
Well, see, that guy that took it off your mind, right?
Yeah, he just told me to take a deep breath. I think it came way down from my foot. Okay.
You tell her I used to do that.
Yeah, I know.
I put them in and take them out. I've never had it done to me, though, so.
I knew you did. I thought that there's two young fellas that come in here also.
Yeah.
David, thanks for calling, and I'm feeling real good. Really
good.
Again.
Good.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. We'll be in touch with you.
Say hi to everybody.
I sure will.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
December 24th, 1984.
Hello, and how are you?
To whom am I speaking?
Oh, well, this is one of your sons. Merry Christmas.
One of my sons. I was expecting a call from Oregon. I thought, well, this doesn't sound like Steve. That's Bill's brother.
Well, you must have been talking to somebody. I've been trying to reach you for a half hour.
Yeah, I know. Everybody calls here now and then. I gotta keep saying, well, I'm just leaving. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and call back. So.
Well, this is going to be a little longer one because we got the whole crowd here. So you're going to have to hang on a minute and just listen as they talk.
All right, let me get in the other room where I can sit down more comfortably.
All right, hang on.
Okay. Here I am.
Grand Ruth?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Kathy.
This is Kathy?
Yeah.
Married once upon a time?
Yeah. April.
You didn't get anything gift from me?
Yeah.
And you didn't write to me?
No, we didn't write to anyone.
Oh, then you shouldn't get any letters if you don't write.
I know. I'm going to write, though. I promise.
Uh-huh.
We've been so busy, we just moved into a new apartment, and it's really nice. You got to come out and see us sometime.
Oh, yeah. What part of town?
We live in New Berlin, about maybe 2 miles from my parents.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah, it's really nice. We got a pool and tennis courts and... So...
Are you working?
Yeah. Well, I'm laid off for 3 weeks now, but I'm working otherwise.
What kind of work are you doing?
I'm working at Accents, where my mom works.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's one nice thing about it, that you have a vacation at the right time.
Yeah, really. I'm not kidding. Okay, well, here's Cindy.
Cindy.
I'll write you.
Oh, you will?
I will.
Okay,
okay, you too.
Well, Grand Ruth?
Yeah.
This is Laurie.
This is Laurie. I thought it was Cindy.
Well, she's on her way. I'm downstairs. That's why I'm next.
Oh, that's why you're there, huh?
Yeah. Well, how's your Christmas?
Oh, busy like everybody else.
Yeah, I believe it.
I tried to go out today. I had about five things, but I'm trying to get two things done today.
Uh-huh.
Call it quits, don't you know? I wonder if Milwaukee's that busy.
Well, Milwaukee's pretty busy here, too.
Where are you living now, Laurie?
In West Dallas. I have a roommate. So the two of us kind of split halvesy with everything, so it's going real good.
Going real good.
Yeah.
But don't leave your dad do all the writing.
Oh, no. Okay, I won't. Well, Merry Christmas. I think Cindy's waiting.
Hi.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Good.
I'm wondering about you. Oh,
pretty good.
I don't know if I should thank you or not. I should have gotten the name of the hospital.
Oh, he's home already.
Well. Then I couldn't understand if him being sick and calling here, why he wouldn't answer my letter.
Oh, no, we've been so busy. He's been out a week, and with Christmas coming, I finally went out and I bought cards and letting in note paper and everything. But
just these gentlemen, you can just take a piece of paper off of their bag or something.
I'll tell him then. I'll make him. I will.
I thought, sure, when he called himself, I thought, I wonder if that letter got to her.
Yeah, it did. Believe me, we appreciated it.
Well, it isn't. Wasn't that the idea? I would like to know it got there.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I got pictures, too. I don't know if I told you that.
No.
Yeah, I got pictures, new pictures of the kids.
Oh, good.
So they'll be on the way.
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of pictures in Manitowoc today.
Oh, really?
That's getting in on the line. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, here's Mary.
Okay.
All right, hang on.
Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, Merry Christmas to you.
Dragging a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, are you putting on a lot of weight?
Not a real lot, no.
Not a not. Sometimes one does, sometimes one does.
Yeah, yeah, I guess it's not too bad at all. Just in my stomach.
Well, yeah, just in my place.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I did, too.
Mm-hmm.
After the baby's gone. April said, what am I going to do, Mother, after the baby? I said, you look down and you'll find your leg.
Yeah, 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 really, that's what I keep hoping for. It'll all go down.
You going to have a boy or a girl?
I don't know. I hope for a girl.
You hope for a girl?
Yeah.
Did you pick a name?
Probably Jessica.
Oh, that sounds cute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what is Bill's son, not Bill? Yes, your husband is Bill.
Right, right, yeah.
Right. What is Kathy's husband's name?
Danny.
Danny or?
Dan, yeah.
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 Because I'm sure that it was the Mary and Bill.
Yeah, right, right.
Is Bill in a single apartment?
Well, we went one back. We had to get a two-bedroom now, so we're just in the next building right behind us.
In that same
year. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the same thing to you to your heart. Don't let all the writing to Daddy.
Oh, okay. Okay, Kelly wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, Grandma.
Hi, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, oh boy, you're going to have a good Christmas, huh?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Do you know who I am, Kelly?
Yeah, Grandma.
Do you know what I look like?
No.
It's been a long time since I've seen you.
Yeah.
Remember what we did? Oh, we took a ride to Milwaukee when I was there. But you don't remember, do you?
No.
Are you in school, Kelly?
Nope.
Not at all?
Nope.
Do you want to go to school?
Yep, I can.